If unerupted third molars are present at the end of orthodontic treatment, what do you advise your patients to do about them? Do you believe that erupting third molars can produce an anterior component of force that results in crowding of either the maxillary or the mandibular dentition? If I ask these same questions to an oral and maxillofacial surgeon with whom you work, do you think his or her answers would be the same as yours? A study titled Orthodontists and Surgeons' Opinions on the Role of Third Molars as a Cause of Dental Crowding by Stephen Lindauer et al., which appeared in the July 2007 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed these questions. In this study, the authors evaluated questionnaires that were sent to 393 orthodontists and 458 oral and maxillofacial surgeons. The respondents were asked to answer six questions, which related to whether or not they felt that erupting third molars produced an anterior component of force on the adjacent dentition, their philosophy and frequency of either routinely or never recommending extraction of erupting third molars, and whether or not they recommended prophylactic removal of maxillary or mandibular third molars. The answers to these questions are very interesting. I suspect that it might not surprise you that surgeons were significantly more likely than orthodontists to believe that erupting third molars produce an anterior component of force and cause crowding of the anterior dentition, and were therefore more likely to recommend prophylactic removal of third molars to prevent crowding. The authors also noted that surgeons graduating before 1970, however, were less likely to recommend prophylactic removal of erupting third molars, possibly reflecting a difference in their original education or a better ability to keep up with the current literature. I also found it interesting that opinions about the role of third molars in causing crowding of the anterior dentition were significantly related to the year of graduation for both orthodontists and oral and maxillofacial surgeons. Orthodontists became less likely to believe that third molars cause crowding and were less likely to recommend their prophylactic removal when they graduated more recently from orthodontic programs. The authors noted that this agrees with most recent literature on the topic that suggests little association between the eruption of third molars and crowding of anterior teeth. Based on the cost for extracting impacted third molars and the known risks of postoperative problems, it is hard to accept that whether a patient is told that they should have third molars extracted or that there is no need for extraction would depend not only on whether they talk to an orthodontist or an oral and maxillofacial surgeon, but also on the year of graduation of the orthodontist and surgeon. It is reports of surveys like the one described in this study that emphasize the need for evidence-based treatment. I should note that in spite of the great differences in whether erupting third molars should be extracted to prevent eventual crowding, there seems to be no question that third molars should be extracted when they present with symptoms or pathology. You can find this article in the July 2007 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.